Tommy, here we are heading for Brackley. Do you feel from the first two games that Craker should have had more than just the 1 point?
Yes and no, to be honest with you. So I think, you know, a lot of people would have taken a point before the game at Spenny. I think it's a tough place to go, but and on reflection, I think, you know, the way the game panned out is probably fair, but so I still feel a little bit hard done by myself. I do tend to move on from things, and so tonight we start preparing for Brackley, so we won't be any talk about what happened. Yeah, we're going to do a bit of work on what we think we need to tighten up on, ready for the weekend, and hopefully that will show on Saturday. But we're going to the game, we're off the mark, And we're full of confidence, ready to basically leave. We'll start at how we left off on Tuesday night.
Yeah, you can see your progression, can't you, on the two performances, Kurz and Ashton, and then improving for Spennymoor on Tuesday.
Yeah, you know, I said it after the Kersden game, and I've said it since. You know, I think for 25 minutes I thought we were exactly where I wanted them to be at, but ultimately it didn't pan out that way for the other 65 minutes. It wasn't good enough. We asked for a reaction. We played a local game on Tuesday, and we put in a 90-minute shift, and still fell a little bit short. But this progression is obviously a lot of new players coming into the group. I do think this group's going to get stronger and stronger as we go on. And while it is still early days, I think we can afford to be not picking up maximum points at the minute. You know, we want to stay in the pack, and that's what we've spoken about. And at the minute, two games in, that's where we're at. We're in a pack with 3 points off the playoffs, and that's everybody can say it though, right? And it is literally that stupid at the minute, and we'll continue to say it, and that's how we put the positive spin on everything. Because at the minute, the grand scheme of things, it's not life or death.
There was a lot more pace in the team the other night as well, wasn't that? Seemed to stretch Spennymoor at times.
Yeah, a bit more energy, and we asked for that. Like I say, Saturday there was energy. For 25 minutes when we pressed them, there was energy. They couldn't settle. The minute we let them settle, they got into the game. Tuesday was exactly the same. You know, we tried to take the game to them. Every time we went forward, we looked aggressive with our attacking play. There was pace. I thought Luke Trotman was outstanding. Tomo was outstanding. Ben and Hench did their bit on the side. Then I think we had plenty of legs in the middle with Wheats and Tom Elliott. So I think there is pace in our team, and I think it's nice that people can see that and acknowledge that. It's something that we see on a regular basis in training, but you know, it needs to come out on a Saturday. So I'm delighted that the performances that Ball did really pick up.
You mentioned Tom Elliott there. He said to me when he signed it, he hadn't had much of a pre-season, so you must be pleased with the way that he's lasted in these first two games.
Tom's a naturally fit lad anyway, to be honest with you. I think it's the sharpness side of it with him, but to be honest with you, he looks... I know he can get better than he is, but I think everybody's looking at him and saying he's been a good signing. You know, I think he's added a lot more mobility to the midfield, if you like, and his energy is infectious through the team. He wins a lot of second balls, he wins a lot of first balls. He does his job, he knows his role in the team, and I think he's one that will only get better.
Presumably, though, you would love a clean sheet down at Brackley on Saturday. You've conceded two goals in each of the first two matches, and you would love... zero Brackley, wouldn't you, Saturday?
I'd love a clean sheet every week, Ray, you know I would, but unfortunately that's not football. We could have what we class as the best defence in the whole world, but the reality is that doesn't guarantee clean sheets. So it's not as simple as just getting a clean sheet. You have to work hard for it. You know, we defended really, really well on Tuesday night for almost the whole game, and we still let in two goals. You know, one was a cross, and the other one, I think he could head that another 50 times, and he won't mind me saying that because I was a centre forward myself. He'll struggle to head one like that again in the next 50 attempts, and that's reality. That's football. It's a hell of a header. He's put it exactly where the keeper didn't want him to put it, and it's ended up in the top corner. So, great header. And I think that's where you need a bit of the rubber of the green. But they did it at the post, they did it at the bar. So overall, we don't have any complaints.
Brackley will be tough, though. They won the trophy last season, just missed out on the playoffs. And last season, they were winning games 2-1 or 1-0. They beat us 3-0 down there, didn't they? It's a tough team to break down on their own patch.
Yeah, 3-1 at home as well, I think it was. I think, they're a good team. You know, very, very good team, good individuals, and very good manager. You know, he's won things as well. And it's, I think that Brackley is a football club... are a very, very strong outfit from top to bottom. We expect a tough game. whatever shape and whatever team selection he puts out, because they mixed it up on Tuesday night, which is thrown out his training session a little bit. But that's obviously where the attention to detail comes in from our part. We've obviously done our homework. We'll put our plan in place this evening, and when we go there to Saturday, and we know we're going to get a tough game of football, but we'll try and come away with something.
We would expect to give them a tough game of football as well.
Yeah, and I think that's where we're at now. You know, I think this is a massive football club, and I've said it time and time again. You know, Darlington Football Club, we want to put it back on the map. You know, we have our own ambitions, Brackley have theirs. You know, Brackley will respect the players that we've got in our squad, just like we will theirs. So, be a good game of football, and I expect teams week in, week out to worry about us just as much as we're worrying about them.